My name is Brian Kinsey, and I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola. I'm delighted that you're listening to this message, and I hope it blesses your life. If you'd like to submit a prayer request, or if you're interested in a personal Bible study, you can call us at 850-477-1100, or send us an email at firstpent@firstpent.org. We hope you enjoy this message.
But that single word that God kept repeating over and over in his spirit was anguish. I didn't email him back other than just a few comments. I didn't really comment on the word anguish. But he didn't know the message that I was pondering preaching this morning. And then last night, a friend of mine from Longview, Texas, sent me this text, and then I'm going to read his text in a moment, but Exodus 6:9 will let you know. Here are the reasons why a lot of people can't hear the voice of God, they can't hear from God. States it right here in Exodus 6:9. I know some people have ears to hear, but they don't hear. They have eyes to see, but they don't see. I know that there are people that are rebellious and stubborn, and they're not going to hear God's voice no matter what because they just don't want to hear it. They won't obey it. I understand that, but I also understand the principle that Exodus 6:9 presents, and that's the audience that I'm targeting this morning. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses. For anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. Sometimes your heart can be so heavy, it's very difficult to hear from God. You can be under the pressure and under the gun so heavy that any attempt of that voice reaching you just cannot reach you. So what do we do when you can't hear from God and it's not rebellion or it's not I have eyes to see and I can't see and all of that, but it's the anguish of the heart and it's the anguish of the spirit. Well, that's what we're going to talk about because this is what Brother Shagwa sent to me, and he was talking about that little boy that died and was placed in the bedroom of the lady that received the promise from Elisha. And Elisha sent Gehazi. He couldn't raise him up. And Elisha had to come. And he said, you know they're dead when there's no voice, nothing coming out and no hearing, because that's the last sense to go. And nothing going in. No word going in, so no praise coming out. Not that the praise was there. It wasn't being impeded. It just wasn't there at all. Because if there's no hearing, listen to me, if there's no hearing, if you cannot hear today, you have no promise, you have no prophecy, and you have no praise. Because praise is provoked by the promise of God's word that is spoken into your spirit. And that's why you feel such anguish in your heart sometimes, is because the enemy wants to do everything he can to shut that voice off. Because if you get that one word with that one name in one moment, God can change everything. So here's what I'm going to do if the Lord will allow and the Holy Ghost will anoint. Is lift you above that anguish so you can get your antenna above the clouds and hear what God is saying. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And so, reasons we can't hear from God. God bless you. You may be seated. There are reasons why we're not hearing from God, and something is blocking our ability to hear that word of promise, that word of prophecy, that word that if we receive it by faith can change everything. The preacher is preaching, the word's going forth. It's not that God's not speaking, because the Bible says that he is speaking continually. There's a proceeding word of God from the throne. I just suppose maybe for some there are too many voices and too much interference. How many of you have too much white noise in your head? Just too many voices, too many people talking, too many things being spoken into your spirit. You can't process them all. But the word's going forth, church. God is talking to his people in this hour. God is speaking. And yet I can sense in this audience here today that there is an anguish of spirit and there is cruel bondage. It seems like when you try to get liberated from your past, it grabs you and pulls you back from your future and you can't advance. That you it seems as if you're bound. And I'm not here to rebuke you because this is your case in life, but I am here to rebuke that spirit of anguish. I am here to take authority over that cruel bondage that has held you captive. And I want the word of the Lord to show you how to lift your spirit above it. I think somebody ought to get their antenna way up there. We need to put a satellite in orbit and we need to connect ourselves. I want you to be free because the Holy Ghost is broadcasting this morning. I want you to be free from a doubting mind. I want you to be free from an anguished heart. I want you to be free from a bound spirit. I want you to be free from the enemy's intimidation. Because when you start to rise up to be better than you are now, you're going to hear 50 voices around you that tell you you're not worthy and that you can't do that. And the last time I saw that, this happened and that other happened. But I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ and I take authority over that cruel bondage in this house. And I ask that God would clean your ears out so you could hear the voice of the Lord. God is about to liberate somebody in this place. Oh, God did promise me I could have the Holy Ghost. Oh, God did promise me he was going to get me out of my adversity. God did say he would heal me of my sickness. So I'm going to rise above my anguish because it hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. Jesus told his disciples in Luke 22:17, he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. They were celebrating the Passover meal. We call it and refer to it as the Last Supper. They declared that day to be Kiddush, sanctified, special, and unique because this Passover was more than just a celebration of Israel's deliverance from Egypt. It was the desire for personal freedom. Because they weren't in charge of their destiny. They weren't in charge of their daily life. They couldn't even choose what to do every day because their taskmasters told them what they should do. But I believe that our first step in personal freedom is to recognize that we are special, that we are God's people, that we have been a chosen generation, divinely positioned. Can you see that here in this service? You think that you're here just by some random series of events? Or are you here by the specific divine choice of the Almighty God? That's something you got to settle in your spirit. I know what the Bible says. I said, I know what the Bible says. I don't know what you feel here in this service, but I know what the Bible says. Ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. I think God has qualified us to worship. I believe he's qualified us to walk in here and say, devil, you have messed with me for the last time and I'm not backing down. I know what my promise is. I know in whom I have believed. I know my Redeemer liveth. And though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Does anybody hear me in this service? Because if God ever penetrates the noise of your life, he will come into your spirit and he will liberate you from slavery. I'm looking at Holy Ghost filled people that have been baptized in Jesus' name that are still slaves to the enemy. Can I hear an amen or an oh me? You're bound to a life of slavery. No accomplishment, no fruit, no achievement, no meaning. No wonder you have a hard time praying. And even a harder time worshiping. No wonder you can't praise. You're a slave. You're still in bondage. And it's impossible to live holy when you're in bondage. Your spirit is so heavy. But I want to lift you. The Bible says that God is the lifter of our head. I read from Psalms 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul. How many of you know people that will tell you there's no help for him in God, Selah, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid down and slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Come on, here's the word. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all of my enemies upon the cheekbone. He didn't just slap them in the face. He put it on the cheekbone. I want something to put it on the cheekbone of the devil for you here in this service. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, and thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. I've come to tell somebody the blessing of the Lord is on you. You weren't meant to be a slave to this world, a slave to sickness, a slave to your past. You were meant to be free by the power of God. You were meant to be free by the power of the name of Jesus. Free. Hear it. Clean out your ears and hear it. Y'all want this service? You can have it. This is your freedom. This is your blessing. This is your word. This is your promise. It's not somebody else's. It's got your name on it. The blessing is upon thy people. Selah. That is the word of the Lord. That is for you in this service. He is the lifter of mine head. Now, here's why you can't get victory even in a service like this. This is why you can't. Okay? Because I'm going to go back to my text, Exodus 6:9. Moses spake so unto the children of Israel. Now, that word so, it's a monosyllable, but it's very important and it's very well placed in the text and it's very powerful. Why? Because God told him what to say. And that's the reason why I didn't read Shagwa's text and I didn't tell you about Ron Herbst for any other reason other than to let you know I'm telling you what God told me to tell you. I didn't invent the message. I'm just an echo of the message. The message don't change. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. Beside me there is no God and I don't know any. Hallelujah. So Moses was just repeating the divine message as he received it. So he spoke it. He declared a gospel of salvation from the cruel bondage, a gospel of hope, a gospel of glorious promise. And Moses' word was clear, but they couldn't receive it. Huh? Some of you can't receive it because you're in this cruel bondage and you're anguished in spirit. The bondage was not something that happened all at once, because if you're in bondage, you didn't just snap your fingers and get into bondage, even though you got the Holy Ghost. You just don't have understanding. They were led into greater and greater slavery. First of all, Pharaoh forgot Joseph. And then second, Israel created an appetite for leeks and onions. And they were satisfied with their place. I'm not satisfied with slavery. Everybody says, this is the new normal. I reject the new normal. This is just the way it's got to be in our culture, and we just have to accept it. No, we don't. Woo, I'm going to say it again. No, we don't. I'm going to say it again just to aggravate the devil. I hope I'm not aggravating you, but I'm going to aggravate the devil because I'm tired of Pentecostal Holy Ghost filled people sniveling around, letting the devil beat their brains out when there's power in the name of Jesus for you to come out of Egypt. I say, devil, let my people go. I say, let my kid go. I say, let our children go. Some of you are praying for your husbands, your wives, your families, and I declare unto you, God's about to liberate them, and I speak it in the name of Jesus, and I want to communicate faith in this house and cast a vision that you can be free. Now, I can't lift you just by simply saying that because of the anguish of your spirit. But I got to convince you that you do have a God. That's what Moses did. First thing he started doing, he just said, you have a God. His name is Jehovah. He's not a new God. That's what I want you to know. He is the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So if you're thinking you got some new God coming up in here telling you all of this stuff, and this is a new message, then no wonder you can't put any confidence in it, because we don't need a new age message. Did y'all hear that? Are y'all too anguished? Y'all got too anguished. You're ready for dinner. I know you're anguished. But I'm telling you right now, I've got a resolve to rescue you by a great redemption. I am Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under your burdens. And I will rid you from your bondage. I will do it. Woo! Now, I'm not talking about somebody that just Johnny come lately. I'm talking about the everlasting God. I'm talking about the one who spoke the worlds into existence. I'm talking about the creator of heaven and earth. He just stood up and said, I will do it. And I've come to tell somebody that if you would acknowledge him as the God of heaven, he will do it. Here's why this don't lift you up, because you're still anguished in spirit, because they expected God to do it immediately and he didn't. As a matter of fact, Pharaoh put more burden on them and made them go gather their straw in order to make the quota of bricks, and didn't change their quota and made them make the same quota while gathering the straw. For he had provided that for them, but now he didn't. So I understand, because when you start this process, devil gonna tighten his grip. Somebody said something. He's a liar. He's a liar. But he's going to tighten his grip, and he's going to tighten it to where you'll choke you out and put more anguish on you. And that's why they couldn't hearken unto him, because they were choking. That word means, anguish means shortness or straightness. If you've got a marginal Bible that has words in the margin. So they could not believe because of the shortness of their judgment, because they were measuring God by inches and days and hours. Meaning they were putting a timetable on God, and you can't put a time on it. You cannot limit the great infinite God to your experience, your circumstance, to minutes and to days. You need to unleash him. So you say, well, why in the world are you preaching this? Because that's exactly what God told him to do. Moses went back to God. He said, the people haven't received me. The Pharaoh, you hadn't delivered them. You made it harder for them. He said, go preach it again. That's what I'm doing. He said, get up and go tell them again. I'm going to deliver you. He renewed their charge and said, let them know this is my commandment to you. And this is not just something that you thought up in your own mind because you thought it would be cute. He gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Now, here's what you need to understand. It is not an option for you to get delivered. I'm going to say it again. According to this book, it is a command by God for you to come out of that slavery right now in the name of Jesus and say, I will be free. I'm not talking about pie in the sky. I'm talking about letting the devil know this is what God said. This is what God said. This isn't Brian Kinsey or a preacher. It is the word of the Lord. So I'm going to preach it again. And if y'all mess with me, I'll come back and preach it again tonight. Huh? And if you get an attitude, I'll preach it again Wednesday night. I'll interrupt my own series to preach it again. I'll come up in here Sunday morning and preach it again. When are you going to preach something new? When you get this one. Woo! Here's why you can't get lifted up, is because here's another thing that God did for him. And this is unique because I couldn't understand it. I read the whole chapter. I read the context. I read everything around it. And he starts by counting Reuben and Levi and Simeon and saying this one and calling them by names and counting them up. You know, what's that going to do? Oh, I see. He's going to start saying, Steve, you're in my number. Brother Brown, John Brown. I'll be John Brown. John Brown, he calls you by name. This isn't just, oh, this is for the First Pentecostal Church. This is for Ray Dooley. Brother Wilson, I don't even know your first name. I have called you Brother Wilson all my life. Ever since I've known you. What's your first name?
My first name is William.
William! I didn't know your first name was William. I've never called you by your first name. But I'm saying, William Wilson, I'm calling you. Yeah. Seth Levin, I'm calling you. Jim Keesling, you're in the number. And what he was saying, if you're in the house, you're in the number. Yeah. Somebody, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, if you're in the house, you're in the number. Oh, that's for Robert Brigham. No, that's for you. Oh, that's for Christopher Kiesling. No, it's for you. Because if you're in the number, then your name is being called in the house. God's counting you in on the promise. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. They shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels. Hallelujah. And God is going to silence the voices of the enemy right now. And he's going to liberate you. And so I want you to know that God's going to do it. Now for some of you, I've come to tell you this. God's going to do it for you right now. Now for others of you, the devil's going to tighten the grip. But that's what I'm here for, is to get you through it. That means I need to get you back tonight still smiling and shouting and praising God even though you're about to die. Huh? Come on, get back up in here. Clap your hands one more time. Lift your voice one more time. I'll talk you through it. Strap you around. I'll put it on your cheekbone. Oh, God has promised you that he's going to do this. Now I want you to stand to your feet because God's promised this deliverance and this freedom from slavery. And I want you to step out by faith. All of my prayer people, if you would find your way up here real quickly, because there are people all over this house in the balcony. You need to step out by faith and say, I'm not accepting my slavery any longer. I'm not accepting this bondage. Knowing full well that Pharaoh may tighten the grip on you. Knowing full well you may have to gather straw for a season and still meet your quota. But do not despair, nor allow your anguish of spirit to steal from you the word that God has planted in your heart today. He will lift your head, he will deliver you, and he will count you in the number. Because he started listing them out. So I want you to step out all over this building. You need a touch, you need a miracle, you need a healing, you need the Holy Ghost. Step out by faith right now and walk up to the front and claim your victory in Jesus Christ today. Claim what God has promised you. Tina and Scott, I'm believing complete victory for Brother Barry in Jesus' name as you walk up here. I'm claiming that victory for him in Jesus' name. Surgery went well this past week. I'm thankful for it. But God is able. There's a soul here that needs a touch from God. There are people here that need the blessing of the Holy Ghost upon them. Come on, step out by faith. Step out by faith. You come on and let God know. Present yourself unto the Lord and allow him to use you. I want you to seek the Lord. I want you to cry out to him.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. We can be found at firstpent.org. That's firstpent.org. If you're ever in Pensacola, Florida, we hope you visit us. Be blessed in Jesus' name.